All had a feeling it was coming. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe made the announcement today that the 2020 Olympics would be delayed to no later than the summer of 2021 after holding talks by telephone on Tuesday with Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach. Abe said today that the postponement came after months of escalating pressure from some participating countries and athletes. The delay moved closer to reality on Sunday when the Canadian Olympic Committee said it was withdrawing from the Games, and Australia's committee members informed its athletes that they could not adequately train for the Summer Games after coronavirus control restrictions were imposed. "We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem." That, according to President Trump, on Monday, signaling his desire to soon end the social distancing in place intended to stem the upward trajectory of the coronavirus outbreak. "Our country wasn't meant to be shut down," the president said at the daily media briefing by the White House Corona Task Force. Now, last Monday, President Trump helped introduce a 15-day plan from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But now he says at a certain point, the country needs to get open, to get moving. He makes it clear that he is weighing the risk from the COVID-19 pandemic against the economic damage being done to the country from the shutdown of most businesses. Democrat and Republican leaders say lawmakers must stay in Washington to finish work on an economic stimulus package. The latest bone of contention between the two parties seems to focus on the extent of a corporate buyout, the Democrats saying they need more guarantees that jobs will be saved and money will go to the workers. Meanwhile, Republicans are complaining that Democrats are including agenda items that have nothing to do with the coronavirus outbreak. This is VOA News. Investors are celebrating a huge surge in Asian markets on Tuesday, thanks to historic measures by central banks to support economies left reeling from the pandemic. The markets were boosted by the U.S. Federal Reserve's announcement that it was launching a massive buying program in various investments to keep the nation's economy afloat, including corporate and municipal bonds. South Korea and Japan have announced similar economic rescue measures. The International Monetary Fund is urging governments in the Middle East to take immediate action to blunt a likely economic setback that would arise from the pandemic. In a report, the rapid spread of COVID-19, coupled with the lowering of crude oil prices due to the price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia, will deal a severe blow to economic activity in the region, especially in the tourism and hospitality fields, bringing with it rising joblessness and falling wages. Italy, which has suffered by far the deadliest consequences of the novel coronavirus outbreak, reported today a third consecutive day in which its daily deaths and new infections have declined. The 601 deaths recorded yesterday is still a staggering figure, but one that is a vast improvement from the nearly 800 on Saturday. Italy has reported more than 6,000 deaths and has the second highest overall number of cases. South Korea, which once held the position of being one of the hardest hit nations, showed its continued progress, reporting Tuesday a daily rise of new cases of 76. That was its 13th consecutive day below 100. The long-awaited trial of a former U.S. Marine facing charges of espionage got underway in Moscow on Monday, with U.S. officials accusing Russia of providing no evidence on a spy case that has proved an additional irritant to already troubled relations between the two countries. 50-year-old Paul Whelan was arrested by FSB security agents in late December of 2018 after allegedly accepting classified materials on a computer thumb drive in a central Moscow hotel. The trial in absentia of three Russians and a Ukrainian charged with multiple counts of murder over the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine in 2014 resumed briefly at The Hague on Tuesday amid coronavirus restrictions. The Dutch judges in the trial read out several preliminary decisions before ruling to adjourn the case until June the 8th. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the United States is cutting aid to Afghanistan by $1 billion over the failure of the country's rival leaders to resolve their political dispute. The Secretary of State said in a statement Monday after meeting with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his rival Abdullah Abdullah during a previously unannounced visit to Kabul that the United States deeply regrets the two men have been unable to agree.
VOA1, the voice of America.